أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار، وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. Praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He's the only one worthy of praise. I seek His help, His guidance, and His forgiveness. I believe in Him and I trust Him. I seek refuge in Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to Al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is his sunnah. The worst of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of your ability. Fear Allah and don't die unless you are Muslims. The most famous book, Riyad al-Salihin, Imam al-Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi recorded in chapter number 38 by saying, باب وجوب أمر أهله وأولاده المميزين وسائر من في رعيته بطاعة الله تعالى ونهيهم عن المخالفة وتأديبهم ومنعهم من ارتكاب المنهي عنه. Urging one's kins and kin to obey Allah and to refrain from evils. Allah the Almighty is saying in the Quran, وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْطَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقًا نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكَ وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلتَّقْوَى. This in Surah Taha, Surah number 20, verse number 132, Allah the Almighty is saying, which is the meaning is, and enjoy the salah, the prayer, on your family and be patient in offering them, i.e. the salah. We ask not of a provision, i.e. to give us something, money. We provide for you, and the good end, i.e. Jannah, Paradise, Heaven, is for the muttaqeen, the pious one. It's an obligation, it's a duty. Allah says, وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ. Command your family. Who is your family? Anybody under your supervision, anybody living under the roof of your house, anybody that you feel obligated that you have to support them and maintain them, clothe them, feed them, watch over them, all this is your family. It can be even your sister, or it can be your wife, or can be your children. Those who live in under your supervision, under a roof that you pay the rent for it. Those who specially your wife and your children. وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ. for Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the addressing for the Prophet as well as every male Muslim member. وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ Command, enjoy prayer in your family. وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا Is more patient, not only suffer. He said, وَاسْتَبِرْ He did not say, be having suffer. He said, وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا And have patience in making the salah. Have patience making the salah. And also have patience continuing, reminding them about salah. Not only one time, it's going to be many times. وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقًا Allah doesn't need the salah because he's going to increase his kingdom or he's going to add to his mighty. لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقًا نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who provided for you and for your children and for your family. نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكَ وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلتَّقْوَى And the good ending, which is Jannah, is only for the muttaqeen. And one of the main qualities of the muttaqeen that they offer in the salah. As Allah said, الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ Those who establish and maintain the prayer. Do it in the proper way, in the right time, and they guard over their prayer. Those who have the good ending. وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْتَقْوَى We understand by the Quran, we are responsible about our children. Imam al-Nawawi, when he brought this chapter, he brought it under a chapter, which is talking about provision, making food, giving sukna, giving nafaka for your children. But sometimes that we think we're responsible about our children, feeding and clothing them. But the most important and the higher responsibility is to save your children from hellfire. More than food, more necessary than clothes, because if a person is dressed in this life and he is naked in the hereafter, he's in a big trouble. If you've been fed right in this life, but your soul and your heart is starving, out, empty out of the taqwa of Allah, you are in a big trouble. So our obligation as parents, especially fathers, is not only giving them the food and giving them the shelter and making sure that they have the right clothes. But it is very important, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Oh, you believe. Save yourself and your children, your family, from hellfire. This is actually what Allah has created us for. This is the purpose of being in this life, that to avoid hellfire, that we try to make it to Jannah, and we are responsible to save our children. Because they are minors. They need direction. They need guidance. They need teaching. They need reminder all the time. And we are adults, we're responsible about them. But the problem when we are misleading our children, or that we allow them to do the haram. And now I want to share this hadith with you, that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as Abu Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with, reported, قال أخذ الحسن ابن علي رضي الله عنه تمرة من تمر الصدقة فجعلها في فيه فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كخ كخ أو كخ كخ ارمي بها أما علمت أن لا نأكل الصدقة أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه with him said حسن the son of Ali may Allah be pleased with him the grandchild of the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم he took a date out of the charity and he put it in his mouth. The Prophet ﷺ said to him, no, don't, spit it out. You don't know that we are the family of the Prophet that we don't need the charity? Al-Hasan, may Allah be pleased with him, is a little kid. He doesn't know. But the father or the grandfather sees the wrongdoing there. The grandfather is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Seeing his grandson, the little child. child taking a date, but this date is from the charity, من تمر الصدقة. And it is forbidden for the family of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم to eat from the charity, because the charity, as the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, إنها أوساخ الناس. الصدقة أوساخ الناس, the impurity and the filth of mankind. Because when we give in charity, we are cleansed ourselves from the sin and the haram that we're doing. So this, like taking water, making wudu, or taking a shower, this is dirty water. It came, it took out the filth out of your body. So you don't come and make wudu with it, especially if you are an honorable person. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, take it out of your mouth. Why? Because we are honorable family. As a result of this, we did not eat from the charity, the sadaqah. People giving sadaqah, this is the impurity, the filth of the people. We are above this. We don't receive this. So what is the issue here? The issue is that Al-Hasan is a child. He doesn't know what is right, what is wrong. But the grandfather, which is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sees the wrong is happening there, right away he stop him, tell him take it out, and explain to him why. So now what we try to say that me and you are in charge, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, "Kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'ulun 'an ra'iyatih." Each one of you is governor, and each one of you is responsible about his government. So if it's a problem when you see your son or your daughter doing something haram, wrong, and you're doing nothing about it, but when your child is sick, you run and you rush it to the hospital. When your son needs some money to buy a new sneakers, although he have one and two and three, you feel bad for him because now he's not going to feel happy with the other children or with the other friends. You rush and go and get him. But we see our children and we hear our children and we observe our children involved in the haram, and basically what we're doing, the best among us will say, what, I talked to him before, I told the hair before, what I can do is nothing, too much I can. But you go out of your way when they are hungry and when they are in need for any of the material things, try to make it available for them. The real love for our wives and our children, that we try to save them from hellfire. How many times see your daughter leaving the house without proper hijab? How many times you see your daughter wearing a sheen, a Muslim daughter, going out to the school, to wherever she's going? What do you do about it? What do you do? Who's responsible? Brother, everybody doing it, but she will feel awkward, she will feel lonely, she will be, and you try to find the words. Why? Why is what? Did you remind her about Allah? Did you remind her about the day of the judgment? Did you try to keep saying to her again and again? Do you really give much concern when she go outside with the pants, like when you give too much concern when she get a C plus in her report card? Now compare it. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to the Hasan, although he's a little kid, he said, take it out. This belongs to the charity. And from this hadith also we understand that those who are in the charge of the Muslim's affair, they are responsible to make sure that been discharged in the proper channel. It's not because you are a hakim or a president or emir or a king or whatever, now the money of the country belongs to you. The oil of the country belongs to you. And anybody related to you can take hundreds and hundreds of dollars every day. Why? Because the oil is us. We are a royal family, or we are this and that. And after this we come and crying over democracy. So why are you not crying for equality and crying for being fair with the people, the same way we want to have democracy. So why you don't try to bring about equity among the Muslims in the whole country? What is my problem that my uncle is not the wazir or is not the mayor or because so and so? Why so and so will get thousands of dollars every month and because I'm a regular person I did not get it? The Prophet said, "Innaha min amwal min sadaq." It is from the sadaqa money. It's from the sadaqa money. It is the responsibility of the Prophet to make sure that the sadaqa money go to the needy and the poor, not to anybody. The same thing, anything belong to the Muslim community is not supposed for anybody to use it the way how we feel. Anyway, to come back again to our subject, taking care of our children. We have some children, and maybe even their families they consider poor family. One single toy, they're playing with it, $200. $200. PSP. PlayStation, portable PlayStation. What they learn out of it? You think they sit memorizing Quran? They will sit in your house, or they will come to the Islamic Center, or wherever it is, the internet, and they will sit there downloading all haram things. And you, when you bought it, you don't know that your children will use it for what? What are they going to use it for? Who's responsible? Who's responsible? Even they bringing it in the mosque. So when they come to the mosque, they're going to come for a basketball game, or is he going to come to play with the PlayStation? Because the mosque is not in their life. And when they come, the father will drop them, and the mother will go to the sister section, running her mouth day and night, and the father gets in the car after Jum'ah and go, and where is the children? Behind the mosque, or in the stairway, downloading music from the internet of the mosque, or some pictures, or whatever site, who's responsible? Nobody. Free country, free everything. Free downloading. And then the Prophet took it out of here and said, no. وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاصْطَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا وَأَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِكُمْ نَارًا. We have to understand about our responsibility, brothers and sisters. We have to understand when we get married, we have children, we have responsibility to be a father and mother. We have to be a leader and direction and good example for them. But the worst scenario, when the father himself and the mother doing the haram, how are they going to talk to their children? If the father gets up in the morning shaving his beard, how is he going to tell his son, who's 18 years old, haram, don't shave your beard? He could not tell him. If the mother, who is 30 and 40 years old, supposed to be Muslim, and she going with no hijab, what she's going to tell her daughter? لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. Dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, dear respected parents, fathers, and mothers, you have to understand that you're going to be questioned about your children, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, وَكُلُّكُمْ مَسْئُولٌ عَنْ رَعِيَتِي أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين. Sometimes some of the families, special American family, born and raised in America, because we have this serious problem of divorce and خلع and divorce, and 2-3 husbands sometimes for 1 year, and stepfather and stepmother and keep going like this. Some people, they feel they could not say anything to their stepchildren. Anybody under your roof, you are responsible about them to the best of your ability according to your means. Look to Ibn Salama, the son of Salama. He was the stepson of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was a little kid. When he go to eat, His hand go all over the place. His stepfather is who? Is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But he tried to do his duty towards him. Say, ya ghulam, idha akalta fasammi Allah. Kul bi yamini, kul mimma yalik. O son, O young boy, when you eat, utter the name of Allah. Eat with your right hand and eat from what is closer to you. Ibn Umm Salama said, this is became tu'mati munzu dhalika al-yawm. This is became the manner of me eating since the Prophet directed me. The lesson been given, been adopted immediately, and became part of his life, all your life. This is the time when you teach the children from day one. From day one, it's much easier to feed them Islam, manner of Islam, discipline of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the love of Allah, the love of the deen, and the love of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But when you allow them socializing with everybody, Muslim or non-Muslim, halfway Muslim, halfway kafir, you don't know even what they're about. And after this, 12 years old, 15 years old, they try to teach them some Islam or sending them to the week in the Islamic school. It's not too much you're going to get. The branch became so stiff, you could not fix it. But when you fix it while the little baby plant, it will go, inshallah. But nevertheless, we have to understand we are responsible. And قالوا معذرة إلى ربكم, that you should try your best. At least you have excuse before Allah in the day of judgment when He asks you why you didn't talk to your stepson, why you didn't talk to your wife, why you didn't talk to your son. Do the best that you can. Dear respected brothers and sisters, as you understand that tomorrow, inshallah, we have a program, fundraising program. And we asking all of you kindly to show up, at least to show support. We try to do something for the children. It's not only for the Bantu. And there is nothing wrong to do for the Bantu because they are refugees. They did not come to this country in their own choice. Some of them, they did not even have their fathers with them. Some of them, their mother could not be with them. She had to work. So we try to do something for the Muslims during the summer. Instead of sitting in front of the TV day and night, or playing in the street, hanging with the kuffar around the corner, we try to have educational recreation program. And we need the support. Therefore, we're asking you, all of you, inshallah, that you please kindly support this program, because we are not doing it for the fun of ourselves. It is obligation that we feel that we have to give it to the other Muslims, especially those who misfortune and they do not have the means, and somebody care for them. We care and we trying our best to do something for the children of those of this community, regardless if they are black or white, Spanish, Arab. We designing a program, inshallah, 8 weeks program. We need to feed them, we need to teach them, we need to play with them, we need to show them some Islamic adab, put them in Islamic environment. So please kindly be there tomorrow, inshallah, at 5 o'clock, and be part of the program. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us and will keep us in our dua. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. Oh Allah, give us from our families, our children, our wives, a cooling for our eyes, and make us a leader for the pious one. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم فاستغفروه.